Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for January 9th to the 15th. So before I go into what is coming up for this week, what's important for us, I just wanted to remind you guys about our first get-together that we're going to be doing on Friday. This is going to be our satsang, our very first satsang. And I'll do in the email, I'll give you a little bit more information about that. But what I want you guys to do is I want you to show up, just show up. And I want you to know that this is going to be a safe, sacred space for you to unpack whatever it is that you are working through, struggling through, anything that's on your plate right now. And how it will work is we're going to begin by, first of all, creating the space to be really protective. We're going to make sure that we infuse it with healing energy so that all of the language, all of the stuff that we've been using to articulate experience, the stuff that we're going through, that we can get that out. We're gonna work on releasing that so that it doesn't stay stuck inside us. And then we're going to give everybody who wants to and who's ready to be able to openly discuss and talk about whatever it is that's going on. And then of course, Spirit will give us feedback, will give us support, will give us information, will give us help and guidance. And if you're not ready to talk about it, your stuff, if you're not ready to share that, then that's perfectly fine as well. Because I understand it can be a gradual process for some people, but if you are ready, we will be holding the space for you. And you know, it's funny because when we're going through our stuff, our own stuff, it always feels very unique to us. Like we can often feel like, you know, why am I the only one that's dealing with this? Or, you know, I'm a special case because this is strange for me. I'm going through this. Nobody else is. But the truth is that, you know, we either are going through it as well. It may just look a little bit different, or we have been through it, or we're going to go through it. That's just the truth of it. So they're just saying to me right now, the humbleness of it. We need to have the humbleness of it so that we, realize that we're kind of all going through the same stuff at the same time. And that's how we support each other. That's how we give each other the support through it. Okay. So for this week's weekly energetic check-in, we're going to do things a little bit different. So when I went to go in to connect with them and find out what we needed most to know about the support, they actually just were giving me headlines. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go in, give you the headline, and then I'm just going to channel what they give me instead of me. Normally what I'm doing is I'm writing it down as they give it to me. I'm writing it down, but I don't feel like I can write fast enough or quick enough. And they're saying to me lost in translation. So I don't want to mess up what they're saying. So bear with me because it might be like a little bit of pause in between as I take it from what they give to me and then get it out of my mouth so you guys can hear it with your ears. But that's how we're going to do it. So make sure that you check your email because your Zoom link will be there for the get together. And I'll talk a little bit about it in the email so that you guys remember the times and all that, and you can put it on your calendars. And yeah. Okay. So let's jump in to find out what it is. They gave me some interesting topic. So I'm just to see what comes through with it. Okay. So the first thing that they gave me was spiritual navigation. So I'm just going to go in and let them tell us what they're talking to us about with spiritual navigation. Okay. So many resources, such limited time, your limited time on this planet. Time is a human escape that creates limited resources. There's much confusion, much chaos around this. timelines are shifting for many of you. New experiences are happening. Jumbling of information. Too much information comes in at once and jumbles your systems. When you have too many doors open, it's hard to navigate. When you have too many teachers, too many people to follow, it's hard to navigate. It must go through your filtration system, not through your ego. Learning the difference between ego and intuition is critical, important. You must understand the difference between the two. You are your own spiritual guide, as you've been here many incarnations before. Everything that you are seeing and hearing is not new to you. It's not news to you. Learning to let be, learning to let just be. This is our wish for you now. This is our wish to navigate through with ease. Through this world you call spiritual. Let your inner guide be your compass now. Okay, so that's what they're giving us on that. Thank you. The next title that they gave me was Healing Crisis. So let's ask what they're talking about with Healing Crisis. Who needs to hear this? What we need to know about it? Healing Crisis is nothing new to you. You have been here before. You have overcome. You have had many victories, although your focus does not go there. We ask you why you shy away from success. We ask why you hang on to limiting beliefs, especially when it happens to be about yourself. Why does it seem easier to let go of limiting beliefs for others, but not for yourself? Many of you are going through a critical transformation. And in critical, we don't use the human word for critical meaning. We don't mean that it is bad. We mean that it is intense. Your limiting beliefs are holding you back and holding you in this crisis. We give you emotional freedom. We give you emotional support. We give you emotional guidance. It's there for the taking. Stop limiting yourself. Use your imagination. This transition is into a new you. Through heavy doors, they must be lifted and removed. This is what you call crisis. Although the weight is heavy and it feels like a burden, soon it will be released. Things will be clearer, lighter. Less restrictions will be on you. Clarity will come. Deep within is where it will begin. In what we call your soul center, your seat of your soul, your command center. Limiting beliefs surround this energy and shield you and block you from incoming resources that we send. our communication lacks with you, not from our end, but from yours. You are very discerning on what you hear, what you see, what you allow. Reminder, creation began within you. You are source energy. You are not completion. You are a renewable resource. You are sharing energy on this planet, amongst each other, through each other, with each other. Choose clean sources of energy. Ignition is happening through your central nervous system. Igniting your senses, clearing your blockages, removing your obstacles. Yet you don't always choose the free path. Your restrictions and burdens are holding you back. Timeline jumping can happen with great difficulty. Many are returning back to source. Incarnations are completed. You are here with great purpose. We have chosen you well. Okay. The next subject that they gave me was urgent matters. Let's see what they're saying about urgent matters. You are living in a time of great chaos and instability. All around you, things are crumbling. Look to the ground, look to your feet. You can see, you can feel, you can touch, you can hear the trembling. It comes within you, you can feel. You can feel the outside world within you, creating great instability within, great insecurity. Feeling unknown, feeling disconnected, feeling lost. Yet this is not you. You are not the tremble. You cannot be the tremble and watch the tremble at the same time. You are the witness. You are here to hold space, to hold your ground, to steady the tremble. Nurturing through nature will be important for your soul. The chaos does not happen there. The trembling that happens there is different from a different source. An up-leveling, an uprooting, an uplifting. Not a dissection. Through the trees, we clear the stagnant energy. Through the growth, we heal the planet. Through the colors we give you, we heal your soul. Soon it will be time to disconnect from all sources of media, propaganda, what you are being told is news. Great purging, great releasing from these systems is happening. And some of you are feeling this in your core. We are doing our best to combat this for you. We are doing two things at once, supporting you and stopping that. It's a great project, creating great resources within. But there is liability. And in chaos, everybody loses. You will find your shelter within, not without. Okay. Okay, they're saying next. I'm going to go into the next. They said cooling systems. So let me just go in and see what they want us to know about cooling systems. Cooling systems is an analogy for an overheated mind, an overheated brain. We realize many of you have a lot on your plate, a lot on your to-do list. We chuckle at your to-do lists. We find them humorous. It's funny how you find the structure in your life to be stabilizing, but we find it restrictive. We see that there's no flow when you create your to-do list. It creates a cement-like energy around you, not allowing energy to flow. There needs to be more ease, more flow, more give in how you do and how you receive. For it's your nature to flow. Nothing stands still, not even time. You must remember this. Many of you have system overload. Clearing the energetic debris for the planet, for your brothers and sisters, for all beings. This creates tremendous effort. Using huge resources. Your lack of stability comes from your lack of flow, your lack of creative energy. You need to diminish your need to thrive in the human sense and replace that with flow. It will be less demanding on your system, creating the cooling effect that you need. Overheated, overburdened, systems crumble. This is reflective in you right now. Jumbled thoughts, jumbled heart, jumbled mind. Disconnection is not from our end. it's from your system overload. We can only release so much for you. The rest is up to you. Sometimes you need to be on your own in order to clear this energy. Resistance is your greatest default. Encouragement and love is being sent to you. And transmission. Okay. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to all that. How long did we go on for? 21 minutes. Okay. So that will be something I hope that you guys took something away from it. I'd love to hear your feedback on that. Once I'm done uploading everything, I'm going to go back and listen to it myself so that I can get my journal out and write some things down that are specific to me and what I need to know and what will be most helpful. And of course, we thank them for their guidance, their support, their love, all of the information that they give us. And I'm going to go get this all up online for you guys now. So sending you huge, huge blessings. And I will see you guys in person on Friday.